Christ is risen. I wonder if you've ever thought, wow, I missed that opportunity. Perhaps it related to a bargain at a store or the chance to catch up with a friend that you hadn't seen for a long, long time. Maybe the chance to climb a mountain, to see a dry river run, to see a sunset, perhaps. Well, today's scripture talks about some missed opportunities as they relate to Mary Magdalene. You would know that Mary Magdalene's life had been transformed by a relationship with Jesus. And the scripture tells us that on this Easter morn, she was on her way very early in the morning to the tomb. John's gospel references that it was actually still dark. And Mary was going to anoint Jesus' body, to offer this one last act of love for the one who had changed her life and given her a future. Mary's walking towards this place associated with grief, a place of death, a place associated with sorrow, and she does so in the dark. And that dark is also symbolic of her night of mourning, of her sorrow and her grief, and of the darkness of her unillumined understanding of what was about to occur. Little did she know that as she walked in her darkness and in the dark towards a place traditionally associated with grief, that her world was about to be brilliantly overcome with the light of the resurrection reality. There are a number of opportunities presented to Mary in these next few hours for her to begin to sense this new reality, that the body she was searching for was no longer a body, but a resurrected Saviour. Even today, God in His grace gifts His people with opportunities to grasp the depth and the breadth of what it means to live in the reality of the resurrection presence of Jesus. How often, like Mary, do we miss those opportunities to point us to the presence of Jesus, to point us to the presence of a living Saviour, because we're looking for the wrong thing, or we're consumed with the struggle of coping with our own circumstances and concerns? Mary misread the rolled-away tombstone. She'd seen Jesus die. She'd seen him laid in a tomb. She was looking for a body. The rolled-away tombstone meant that his body had been removed. For her, there was no other possibility to consider. Sometimes, perhaps, we too are looking for a specific answer from God, and we fail to see the response that he's providing to our prayers or to our needs because it doesn't fit within our frame of how we understand God and the way he works. The second opportunity that Mary misses is because it appears the disciples, who Mary ran to speak to upon discovering the tombstone rolled away, they did not share their insights with Mary after they'd entered the tomb. We read that Peter and John, after talking to Mary, sprinted to the tomb, where they discovered the grave clothes lying neatly folded in a way that left them wondering. Perhaps a mystery yet to be explained. There is no sense that in their observation of the unusualness of the way that the grave clothes had been left, that they actually said anything to Mary, who was outside the tomb while they were in. Sometimes, perhaps, people miss out on the good news of a living Saviour because we remain silent instead of engaging in conversation. Even when we don't have clear answers, our entering into the struggle with others to express our faith in difficult circumstances, such like we're experiencing now with COVID-19, that entering into the conversation, even though we don't have clear answers, can point others to a compassionate and living Christ. The third opportunity comes as Mary looks into the tomb. Two angels are now present, and they ask her why she's crying. Now, in her grief and in her inability to see anything except that Jesus' body is missing, these messengers of light do not have any impact. Mary does not miss a heartbeat in the face of two angels speaking to her. But she stays focused on finding Jesus' body so she can anoint it and thereby assuage some of her grief. Sometimes for us, it's like we don't hear God, even when he metaphorically shouts to get our attention. We remain focused on our personal agenda, on our ongoing daily routine, missing the wonder and the mystery of the message of a risen Saviour who walks every day with us. We are not so unlike Mary. She was a follower of Jesus. So are we. We serve him. We're involved in doing good deeds and serving others. We're wanting perhaps to prove our devotion and our love to him. But all the same, overwhelmed with care and with grief and with anxiety. But in attending to our personal agendas and our busyness in life, we miss opportunity after opportunity to grasp the reality of the presence of the resurrected Jesus with us in our everyday circumstances. Mary missed three opportunities, which pointed towards a new reality, one that would change not only her world, but the world to come. Except for the intervention of Jesus, she would have missed this last opportunity as well. So after missing the significance of the angels, Mary turns and sees a person who she assumes is the gardener, who asks her two questions. But Mary, instead of directly answering those questions, responds with her request for him to show her where he's put the body of Jesus. Mary just doesn't recognize Jesus. Almost another more obvious opportunity missed. But Jesus simply says her name. Mary. Jesus' tone and his use of Mary's name strikes this chord of recognition and familiarity for Mary. Someone has said that that word Mary is the shortest sermon ever preached. What did it convey? Love, hope, redemption, grace. It conveyed a future. It conveyed life itself. It conveyed personal relationship and the reality of the presence of Jesus. Mary has found the one she'd been seeking, despite the missed opportunities. And in doing so, she found far more than what she ever expected. I would suggest that in reality, Jesus found Mary. Mary had been seeking him, but Jesus found Mary. Mary's story is now changed. Her agenda is changed. Her grief is removed. The heavy burden that she's been carrying is gone. She experiences a new reality in her world because Jesus, whom she thought was dead, is now present and interacting with her. In her pain and in her grief, what broke through was not the angels, not Peter and John's ponderings about the mysteriousness of those grave clothes, not the rolled away tombstone, not even at first the resurrected body of Jesus. What broke through her grief and pain was the use of her name by Jesus. In saying her name, he communicated this personal connection. He communicated familiarity, this knowingness about Mary. He communicated hope and acceptance. We, like Mary, have missed opportunities to grasp the reality of the presence of the resurrected Jesus in our lives and in our world. Our faith might be weak, or our grief might cloud our spiritual vision. We may have a restricted view of God, which limits our awareness of Jesus' living presence in our day-to-day lives and with us in the here and now. But those who seek Jesus, even imperfectly, like Mary, will find him because Jesus wants to be found. There is no hide and seek in this equation. Even when we miss the signs of his resurrected presence among us, I want to suggest that Jesus turns up, often when we least expect it. So today, Jesus turns up by answering a prayer, by bringing comfort or encouragement to us through another person or through an email, through a phone call. Perhaps his spirit highlights a word from scripture which sustains us during a challenging day. Or perhaps he points us to a magnificent sunset or to the beauty of an opening flower. Or perhaps he challenges our thinking about the way in which he works in our world. Or perhaps he makes us uncomfortable by his word or the work of his spirit's prompting in our lives. If we're actively seeking after Jesus, inevitably and ultimately, Jesus turns up, as he did for Mary. Today, in 2020, amidst all the circumstances and challenge that surrounds us, Jesus today says your name. And he says, I am here. You are loved. I have a purpose for you. I want to encourage you never to give up on seeking the presence of the resurrected Jesus in your life every day. Every day can be an Easter morn for the followers of Jesus, because the risen Christ walks with us and is present with us. Now, here's the postscript to this story about missed opportunities and about seeking persistently until Jesus is found. The postscript. The resurrected Jesus gave Mary the message of Christendom to share. The one who'd either missed or misread the signs of his resurrection during that long mourning. This woman with a past, albeit a forgiven one. This woman of faltering faith. To her, not to Peter or John, but to her, he gave the mission of telling his disciples the story and the message of his resurrection. Do we understand how absolutely incredible this is? The most important message of Christendom was first given to Mary. What Jesus saw wasn't her failings. What he saw was her devotion, and what he saw was her persistence in seeking until she found. My prayer is that same persistence would mark our seeking after the presence of the resurrected Jesus in our daily lives. That every day would be an Easter morn as we seek after the presence of Jesus in our lives. A personal encounter with the living Christ totally changes our world. It's not just an intellectual discovery, nor just an emotional experience. It impacts the essence of who we are. It becomes a relationship with the living God, one who knows our name. The encounter itself provides the reason for the message. The encounter with the risen Christ provides the reason for the message. Christ is risen. It's a message worth living, and it's certainly a message worth sharing. May it be so today, and may your day and the days to come be marked by an Easter morn every day as you celebrate the presence of the resurrected Christ in your life and alongside you in your circumstances. God bless you each.
What a great message. I trust that message blessed you as it's blessed me. We're going to go into an appeal song now, time of reflection. If you have make a decision during this time or just a fresh commitment, again, private message me or Melissa or a Long Journey Facebook page, and we'd love to then journey with you in that, answer any questions or pray with you. But I love this next song we're going to use in reflection, How He Loves. I can't tell you the number of times through this song I've felt and received God's love for me, His personal touch in my heart and on my mind. Let's just use this time to reflect, to allow the Holy Spirit to minister to us and strengthen our hearts and refresh and renew our minds.